What is mirror magic?
You have got to take a look at mirror magic that I sent you. I know you love mirror magic, and I put together a really fantastic educational CD and tape where you can not only use, I mean, most people know about the scrying mirror, the black mirror, where you can go into the past, the present, and the future. You can learn about reincarnation, divination. But there is very few people, even practitioners out there, that know about the worker mirrors. And the worker mirrors are the mirrors that you use in spell casting, that you can use for protection, that you can use for healing. In my mirror magic tape, not only do I have the cleansing and protection in there, the psychic self-defense, but I have the ability for you to have guided astral projection, for you to be able to go through the portals into other dimensions, and for you to create a thought form or a familiar, as well as the scrying. You can also heal the body. You can also transform the body. That's just part of mirror magic.
Let's just listen to a little clip of mirror magic, just a real quick one.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Evelyn Paglini, and this is an introduction to mirror magic. I wanted to share with you mirror magic because I absolutely love mirror magic. I use it all the time. There are so many different size mirrors in my altar room because I use them in so many different spells and incantations. For those of you who have heard of mirror magic, you're more familiar with the personal magic mirror or the scrying mirror. I wanted to share with you the knowledge of the worker mirrors. That is where the power really lies. With this knowledge, you can commune with spirits and entities, travel interdimensionally, work on people here in the physical plane of existence as well as other dimensions, and that is what magic is really all about.
Now, these mirrors, Evelyn, that you talk about, I mean, are they all sizes, you said?
Yes. I teach you how to use the mirrors in your home, how to cleanse them, and then not to use them just to put your makeup on or shave, but to be able to get clear-sightedness, to revitalize and rejuvenate the body. Then I teach you how to go out and purchase the mirrors that you are going to dedicate in the moonlight, that you are going to charge, and that you are going to use for specific spell casting. What maybe you want to put protection. So I'm going to show you how you can put mirrors strategically placed within your home for protection. Again, I will tell you how to use a full-length mirror so that you can go into other dimensions, that you can have guided astral projection, that you can heal the malfunction and the disorders within the body. Mirror magic is such a fabulous tool. And George, it's as ancient as time. The Mayans, the Egyptians, all of the ancient cultures across the nation, every race, every culture, every tradition has used mirror magic.
What is it about the mirror that helps do this?
Because what you're doing is, first of all, you are tapping into the soul. You are tapping into the divine spark within you. And you are allowing yourself to go through the portal, the doorway, into other dimensions so that you can communicate with other beings, so that you can see other entities, and so that you can tap into the forces and the energies of other dimensions and other realities.
Do you have to stand or sit in front of this mirror for this to work?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Some people
have... Unless you're using it as a cleansing. Now, there is a ritual in mirror magic for environmental cleansing as well as cleansing of yourself or another. And then you can use an image candle, a picture of the individual, or if you're doing an environment, then you're going to place it in a specific area, and you're going to do a ritual to remove all negativity from your environment.
Some people have looked into mirrors, Evelyn. They've called this program, and they've seen faces, not their own,
yeah,
in the mirror. What,
right.
What the heck is that?
Past life. In other words, again, in mirror magic, there is a section that gives you a technique where you are going to be standing in front of a mirror just looking at your eyes. Then you will see that the eyes, as well as the face and the body, will dissolve, and superimposed will become another image. And that image can also change gender. It will also change in height, weight, coloring, and also in garb. Sometimes when you really practice and focus, you'll also see scenes behind you in the mirror, which will help you identify the time period you are in. Now, normally it will race by and give you several, but then it will slow down and you will be able to tune into one that has like a familiarity with it, and you will be able to go back to that one over and over again and get more specific and more detail and then check it out. That's one way of going into past lives.
If you don't do it right, is there a danger that some kind of evil entity can come through this mirror and possess you, grab you, or do something like that?
If you are doing past life regression or looking into a past life, I always say any mirror that you use must be cleansed and then must be consecrated.
Now, how do you...
So therefore, you are not opening up a portal or a door to allow a lower entity being in.
Any mirror. You just can't walk into your house and do all this.
No, the first thing I would do at all mirrors of the house, and you could do this very quickly, I'm sure women do it all the time, is to use Windex because it has ammonia in it. And ammonia or vinegar, okay, will remove all negativity. Then you can use a blessing oil, a consecration oil, and a protection oil. And once you have consecrated it and blessed it, now you can use the mirror as a transformation, as a healing, and to go into past life.
Why is the blessing so important in this situation?
Because what you're doing is you are blessing and dedicating it, and you are putting up a shield of protection not to allow any low-form entity, forces, beings, or familiars in order to use it as a portal.
Would you know right away if some kind of entity came through, or does that happen later? I mean, maybe you go to bed and all of a sudden you're scared out of your bed sheets of some kind of entity that's in that house.
Because you have not cleansed and
yes.
You've used the mirror?
Yes.
Usually it would take hours. You would not know immediately.